My photo friends, my video friends, this podcast is trigger worthy, but so good and so worthwhile for you to listen to. So we're going to talk about influencers today, how to deal with influencers who want you to work for free. But before I get there, I got to just give the obligatory disclaimer of influencers that are professional. They actually do contracts. They pay on time. They allow you to invoice. They deliver professionally for their clients. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about the fake ones with the fake followers, the fake likes, the fake smiles who want you to work for free. Now, let them do that. Don't really care. But don't take advantage of my photography community. So I want to make sure that I teach my friends out there, you who are listening, and I want to show you what to look out for, and I want to tell you how to handle a situation with an influencer that might want you to work for free. All right, first things first is when influencers are coming up the ranks, 20,000, 40, 50,000, they may not be making as much money, or they may not even have the real followers, and what they're trying to do is get as many good pictures as possible at any cost. Fine. Let it cost someone else, but not the people that follow my account. I want to make sure as many people know about this as possible. So in looking out for you, I want to make sure that there's one major trick you know about. The second thing is how exactly to respond to somebody that wants you to work for free. Now, before I do that, I want to talk to you about our sponsor today, which is Photography Masterclass, 40 Days to Profit. This is my personal masterclass that I've developed after about 13, 14, 15 years of being a professional photographer, working for artists like Jennifer Lopez and Madonna, Kanye, Bernie Sanders, Usher, record labels like food brands, you name it, car brands, computer brands, everybody. Now, I'm teaching other photographers how to start their business the right way without wasting time, without going through clickbaits, without going in circles and left and right. I'm giving you a complete roadmap. My roadmap, because I know that it works and it continues to work for me, and I'm sharing that. So it's for the photographer that wants to start their business. They may be tired of the clickbait YouTube videos. They may be tired of endless videos that aren't really giving the information. They just want somebody to tell them, do this in this order and this will happen. That's what my masterclass is. So it's 40 days to profit. The reason why it's 40 days is that it all drops in a perfectly chronological method to make sure that you get the most out of it. But you don't have to do it in 40 days. You could do it in 40 weeks or 40 months. You're going to have lifetime access to it. So all the updates are yours for free. It also comes with two beautiful things. Number one, a private community on Facebook. So everybody has taken the masterclass. Everybody is able to answer your questions, including me, and I'm in there too. And then the other part is inside of that private, beautiful Facebook group is also office hours multiple times a month. The office hours are me getting on camera, you guys getting on chat, asking me, I cannot emphasize this part enough. Any question you have about your photography, your business, your clients, your pricing, your contracts, your marketing, you name it. Any question goes, I answer it just like if I was a college professor and you came into my office and I answered your question. So to get that kind of mentorship from someone who's already done what you likely want to do, it's priceless. So if you're interested in that, I'm going to give you a one-time exclusive offer at the end of this podcast. But right now, let's get started to how influencers are not going to take advantage of you or any photographers that you or I know. So number one, they want to ask you, hey, do you want to collaborate? Let's define collaborate first. Collaborate generally means two artists doing something together. It never specifies payment or not. Usually you should get paid. But in this case, influencers are using the word collaborate as a way of saying, do you want to photograph for free? Now, free is okay if it's going to build your portfolio and it's going to benefit you first. You must benefit first. One more time, the photographer, you listening to this podcast should benefit first and the most if you're going to collaborate. Otherwise, it's a big giant waste of your time. So when influencers say, do you want to collaborate? What they're saying is, do you want to photograph me for free and have the honor of photographing me for free? Hell no. One more time. Hell no. Here's what's going to happen. I want you to entertain the conversation for multiple reasons. So yes, entertain the conversation for your business skills, for your negotiating skills, at the very least, for your ability to tell someone to F off in the most polite and professional way and put them on the spot without really saying it. So it's actually fun too. Here's what I would say. We're going to keep this real simple. Here's what I would say if somebody wants to photograph for free. They'll say, hey, would you want to collaborate? And I want you to say, I'd love to. Thank you so much for thinking about me. What did you have in mind? And then hear them out. Because sometimes people may say, do you want to collaborate? And then they'll say, what is your rate? So we don't want to roast those people. We want to say, what did you have in mind? And let them talk. Don't talk. Listen. 80-20 rule here. Oh, I don't know, just take some promo pictures. And you say, okay, so you want to take some promo pictures. And then pause and let them talk some more. And they'll say, yeah, you know, just things for my Instagram. And then you just repeat and you say, oh, you want to take pictures for Instagram? And then silence and allow them to talk some more. And they'll start talking. They'll start talking and they'll say, yeah, I mean, that's actually for a brand that's that I have to post some pictures. So it's going to have to be these yoga pants. And I want to do it at the gym, but I also want to do it by the beach. And you say, oh, okay, so you want to go by the beach. Okay. And then you ask, is there anything else that I need to know about the project? Pause. Literally, have the most uncomfortable pause. Because this is their last chance to say, yeah, so I'm going to need this many images by this time. And what is your rate? Or this is my budget. Can you work with this? So we're giving them the opportunity to present themselves as beautiful people. Oh boy, hate to say this, but a good chunk of them are not going to offer you money. So they'll say, would you be interested in doing this? I'll tag you in a picture. Hell no to that too. Okay. So you'll say, I love that you thought about me. Thank you so much. And this part is key because you want to make sure that you look as a team player, but you also want to put them on the spot. This is business, guys, and I'm tired of people taking advantage of photographers, so we're doing it this way moving forward. So you say, thank you. Okay, so I got all the information I need, right? And they say, yeah, that's pretty much it. And you say, thanks so much for thinking about me. Let me think about this for a couple of days so I can think of the creative and what you might have in mind. They're not going to object to that. Then you drop the bomb on them on the second time. And you say, so is there a budget for this or what did you have in mind? So you give them the final out. And they'll say, well, I was hoping to collaborate and that way would be good for our books. And you say, okay, that's fine. Let me still think about this for a couple of days of something great and creative. I normally have a rate, but if you want to collaborate, what would be so helpful for me is if you would be able to furnish a list of photographers whose careers have directly benefited from, you know, collaborating with you. I'd love that. And then I'll come back to you with some ideas. And then this part is so important. So important. Please don't mess this part up. Enjoy the silence. Because what's happening on the other end is their jaw has dropped and their eyes are fully wide. Enjoy the silence. Because what you just said is, I'm willing to work with you. Okay, so you don't have a budget for this. I'm willing to work with you and collaborate. So now let's prove your value. Let's prove your influence, Mr. and Mrs. Influencer. Let's see what you have done. Are you a mover and a shaker like you claim? Let's really see what you're about. And then you just pause. Please pause. Please, please, please give yourself the gift of pause because you get to just watch them kind of squirm because they don't get asked this. And they'll say, wait, a list of info? Yeah, a list of like photographers you've worked with because I'm totally down for collaborative, but it has to benefit us both. But I'd love to see like, you know, who's gone on to do other things and get more jobs and their career has gone up because they've photographed you. So I'm down for the cause, but I'd love to see, you know, the impact that photographing you has had. It's the most professional way of saying F you. I have a rate. Okay. So that's my advice. But we're not even done, guys. We're not even done. I'm on fire today on this stuff. So that's how I want you guys to deal with influencers. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Hear them out. Repeat some of the stuff they're saying and then sit in silence and let them talk more about it. They'll say, yeah, images for Instagram. And you say, oh, images for Instagram. And then let them pause. are you pause and let them talk and see what they say, because there is a decent chance. No, there's not a decent chance. There is a chance that they're going to say, and so what do you charge? What is your rate? Or here is my budget. Now at this point, you can have a conversation. They know that you're worth money, and it's just a matter of negotiating and seeing that it's right for both people. Negotiation should be a win for both sides. It's not, I gotcha, or they got me. No, negotiation should be both people walk away, everybody's happy, and you hopefully want to do it again. So give them the opportunity. Then give them a second opportunity. Then ask like even a third question if you have to give them an opportunity. Then say, okay, thank you, and thank them for all the information. And say, now you have to ask it and say, was there a budget that was for this? Does a client pay? Do you pay? How do you normally do this with photographers? How do you normally do this? And then let them talk. They might say, oh yeah, what is your rate? Or they might say, no, I was hoping this could be a collaboration. That's passive aggressive for, I was hoping you would work for free. And the other question that goes through my head is, why are you always asking for new photographers? Where are the old ones? What did you do with the other photographers? Did you ditch them? Did they wake up and smarten up to your tactics and they abandoned you? What happened? We don't ask them that, but that's just a thought that goes in the back of your mind. So then you just ask them, what is your budget? And if they don't have it, then you say, okay, normally I have a rate, but I'm open to collaboration if it's definitely a win-win situation. I'm going to take time. So you haven't even like kicked the door shut in their face yet. You're going to take time to think about the proposal and think about what best way you can serve them as a creative. But in the meantime, they're going to have to do their part and earn their keep and earn the free photo shoot. So they're going to have to prove to you what they have been able to do for other photographers. Now, some might surprise you and say, I shot with this person and here's their reference and they're not able to do it. And I introduced them to three people and they've booked two of those three people. All right, that's a team player. Now we're going to negotiate. But if they're completely silent, it's because they've abandoned photographers. They've taken advantage of photographers and they are going to do the same to you. So you're a lot smarter than that. Okay. That's the first one. I really want to drill that. I hope you're triggered because I'm triggered just leaving this podcast. The second part is a dirty little trick some influencers do, probably the same kind of influencers. They'll say, hey, could you take some pictures of me? And when you show up, they'll do one of three things. Look for this. Oh my God, it's so dirty. One of three things. They'll either say, could you just shoot with my camera for blank reason. It'll be some bogus reason. Like, I want to keep the look the same. I want to keep the color the same. I just like the way that my camera works. BS, BS, BS. Okay. The other thing that they might say is, hey, can you just shoot me with my iPhone? No, say no. The third thing they might say is, oh, that's such a cool camera. Here, do you use an SD card? And if you say yes, they'll say, can you just use my SD card? It's easier. Hell no. You say no to that too. What they're really doing is a few things and it's very dirty. And at this point, it's worth going home. But if you want to entertain it, you can entertain it too, but just know exactly what they're doing. If they shoot with their camera, it's obviously going to be with their card. If they say, here, take my SD card, it's going to be their SD card. There's really no way to prove that you took pictures in either of these two situations. The same with the iPhone. It's their iPhone. How do we know they didn't put the camera on a timer or that their friend didn't take that picture or their sibling didn't take that picture? So what they're doing is eliminating the possibility of you having any kind of leverage. You can no longer prove that you took those pictures. You can no longer prove that you own those copyrights. You no longer have control of the raw images or what images go out. In fact, on top of all that, you now have to ask them for the pictures so you can put it on your portfolio. What the hell? We don't do that. So it's a dirty trick that that influencers use on photographers, and they do it to new photographers, and then they'll just filter the hell out of your work, and that's it. So we don't do that. And here's what I would say to them in this situation. Hey, I really appreciate that, you know, you are after a certain look with your camera. I just never release raw photos until they have my final touch on them. And I want to make sure that they look the best for you, for my portfolio, and just for overall, it just works out better that way. I'm happy to send you a gallery and then you pick from those galleries and I'll retouch those images. You don't ever want to tell them the full truth, like, hell no, you're going to own the copyrights, but you don't do that. If they really, really insist, you insist that that is not negotiable, and that's something that you just don't, it's a across-the-board rule for you, for the next client, for the client after that. It's just something you do. I don't release raw photos to any of my clients. It's just a rule that I have as Walid Azami. Now, they might be a complete unkind human about it, and they might say, oh, that's stupid. They'll bring you down. That's stupid. So-and-so does it. Other photographers do it. You're the only one that doesn't do it. In that event, you just remind them that they never go to a restaurant and bring their own plates or spatulas. They won't go to a salon and bring their own scissors, just like they won't go to oil change location and bring their own oil. No, we go to the professionals and use their equipment and get their service. So please don't disrespect me as a photographer. I'm also a professional. I'm a professional artist, and this is what I get paid to do for a living. So this is how I shoot. If not, there are other photographers who are willing to fall for it. Just got to tell you guys the truth. So I hope that these are helpful. This is how I mentor my students in my of my masterclass, photography masterclass, 40 Days to Profit. This is the kind of office hour conversations we have. If you say to me, Walid, this client wants to say this to me and they want to pay this much, I don't think it's right. What should I do? I'll tell you exactly what you do. And that's the beauty. So yeah, the masterclass is incredible. It's my roadmap. It's worked for me. It's brought me like A-list names. It keeps bringing me those names, but it's more than just a roadmap for your career to get you started in 40 days. It's a true mentor that gets to answer these questions for you. So, and it's a community of photographers that have gone through what you have and they want to be there. They've all invested in themselves and the masterclass, so they all understand the value of community and learning. And some of my students have gone on to photograph things for Harper's Bazaar, book covers, magazine editorials, record covers now, booking their first clients. I want you to be a part of that group. So if you are interested in that, the link in this bio is giving you also a photographer survival package. What's cool about this is I'm giving you some of my favorite tools for free. They're for free, like my daily planner that I use every single day, like how to find your ideal client avatar. That's a game changer in your business. It gives you a direction at least of which way you want to go, so you're not wasting time and you're going after the right people. There's two more surprise bonus gifts in there. And in there is a link. You got to look for it. For a limited time offer to getting this masterclass at a one-time only price. It's worth it. It's lifetime access. Now, I think you're going to be in my masterclass at some point. Obviously, if you've listened this much, you're a passionate photographer, you want to make money, and you just need someone to tell you what to do, when to do it, and in what order. So I want to be that person because I've probably done what you want to do. Now, I want you to get in this class at the most cost-effective rate for you, but you are welcome at any point. Later on, it's full price. Right now, I want to get you in at a unique, unique one-time offer. So if you're interested in that, that link is in the description of this podcast. I hope to see you on the other side. Thank you for listening to this. Please, please, please share this with other photographers so that they understand how to go along with these influencers, what to look out for, how to protect themselves. And as always, you guys can follow me on social media. On Instagram, I am Walid.Azami. On TikTok, I'm Walid Azami. And my website, WalidAzami.com. All right, thank you guys. I'll talk to you next time.